Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking and praying this week about the road to unity. Kind of a follow-up, a message yesterday on the road to Samaria, what it looks like to cross the lines, the artificial lines that we create, not to cross the boundaries of God's commands and instructions, but the internal lines that we ourselves designate as, well, sometimes more critical than God's lines. And as we cross those lines that are created by people, we grow in a unity that's created by Christ. So each weekday morning, we're going to be taking a look at something the Bible says about this road to unity, coming together as one. And we're going to kick off the broadcast part of the week talking and praying about a road to a unity of mind. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 12 says, "Also in Judah, the hand of God was on the people to give them unity of mind to carry out what the king and his officials had ordered, following the word of the Lord." We'll begin with something we'll refer to throughout the week, is that the unity is not mean everything's identical. A unity of mind does not mean that we all have the same thought. When we talk about the unity in the body of Christ, the unity that God designs for us to have, it's a unity of purpose and goal, so that we accomplish what God wants. The unity of mind says, I will use what God has put in my mind to accomplish what God wants done. And as you look at the people of Israel through the Bible, and especially in these times and moments when they were living with this unity of mind to accomplish what God wanted, you find the actual tasks that they're performing are quite varied. But they have one purpose. And sometimes we get so caught up in conformity that we miss the unity that we ought to have. We get kind of bent out of shape if people don't think exactly like us. And as Christians, we ought to have this unity of mind, and so we expect people to think like we think, because obviously we're right. But the problem is we get so bogged down in the details that we miss the purpose. And as we looked at in our message yesterday, this road to Samaria, this willingness of Jesus to step beyond the cultural boundaries was all about accomplishing the will of his Father. And when we look at our life, the question is, how am I using the things that are in my mind to accomplish the will of God? And how am I allowing the things that God puts in the minds of others to accomplish the will of God, to partner with me in accomplishing the will of God? And I know we kind of get caught up in doctrine, in theology, in belief systems. And we're not sure what to do with the lines that we've created within the church, within our own individual congregation, and within Christianity as a whole. But the best thing is to start where you're at. And honestly, through prayer and God's Word, evaluate those lines that you're aware of. And consider, is this a boundary line of God's doing, or is this a line that I've created to keep me comfortable? As my family likes to travel, we get into places where some of the roads are, well, a bit sketchy, to put it mildly. Some of these places that I've been are 1,000-foot drop-offs on one side of the road and a 1,000-foot cliff on the other. Nowhere to go. Well, at least not safely, other than to stay on the road. And a few of these have had guardrails, provides a sense of safety, a sense of security. Many of them have not. You're kind of guessing where the line is. You're wanting to make sure you're not crossing it. And God's Word is those guardrails that keep us on the road of faith. Now, we go and we put other lines in it, and sometimes we put those lines in to give us more comfort. We know ourselves. We know if we get too close to the edge, we're gone. But this unity of mind says that I operate life with Christ as the head. That's why the mind is unified, because it's one mind. It's the mind of Christ. If we take opinion polls about everything, which we're very good at in today's modern technology culture that allows us to do that rather quickly, we're always confused. And then we're either not wanting to offend anyone, or we don't care if we offend everyone. And so many times we fail to take an opinion poll of the one opinion that matters, and that's God. Ask, what do you want? And when we gather under the unity of the mind of Christ, we begin to put the pieces together of each of us, and we find those that have greater mind of compassion. And we celebrate how they reach out and comfort people. We find those that have a greater mind of right and wrong, and we celebrate them as they bring us into correction. But unfortunately, we live in a nation, at least, and really a world that's quick to divide rather than unite. And the reason that we're quick to divide is we tend to look at people more than we look at God. And when we discover the mind of Christ, we discover a God who is full of compassion, He's full of mercy, He's full of discipline and correction. And we struggle to balance all of those things, and sometimes God has given those abilities in different proportions to different people because he expects us to work together. And this unity of mind only happens when each person, each one of us, genuinely pursues the mind of Christ in all things. And when God builds a unity of mind within a group of people. More accurately, when we accept the unity of God's mind as leading us as a group, we're able to accomplish what God wants. We're able to fulfill His desire for us. We're able to work together and exalt the name of Jesus. We're able to be one, even though we're many. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has called us to this unity of mind as we pursue the mind of Christ in all things. Father, we acknowledge that you have created us uniquely and individually so that together we can accomplish greater things in your name. And yet we struggle. We want people to think like we think. We want people to act like we act. And we lose sight of the value of all of our different minds coming together to submit to the mind of Christ. And Father, for all of the issues that we face in our nation, in our communities, in our homes, where we're just at odds with one another, may we lift our eyes higher than ourselves, higher than those that we consider enemies, higher than those that think differently than we do. May we lift our eyes to Jesus. To live in a way that our thoughts reflect more of His thoughts. And this mind that you've given us would operate in a way that desires Christ to be glorified. And as we take those unique gifts and abilities and thoughts that you've given to us and we use them to glorify Christ, may we come to a unity in seeing that more people are seeing and knowing and accepting by faith the work of Jesus, the person of Jesus, the God of Jesus. And so, God, today as we live life, may we consider how our thoughts align with your thoughts. May we consider how our mind can work with the minds of others in a greater way. May we consider how we sharpen one another even more so when we don't agree, because it helps us to refocus on that which is important and remove that which isn't. And so, God, today, may you help us to pursue and to live with a unity of mind that's united on Christ. May He be central in all that we do and all that we say and all that we think. And Father, as we pursue this unity of mind in Christ, may we be more effective in being the light of the world, the light that shines Jesus into the world. May our homes, our church communities, our neighborhoods, our nation be transformed as we grow in this unity of mind. Give us, to the extent that we can live with it, the mind of Christ. Unite us in that mind, so that we would lift up Jesus in all things, allowing Him to draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.